With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In the aftermath of Helene, in a social media post, Highlands, North Carolina Mayor Pat Taylor says it could take up to a week to get the power lines back up.
We are struggling to get power restored to the town of Highlands. We experienced 21 inches of rain and super high winds that not only knocked our power pole lines down, it splintered and destroyed a number of our utility poles.
Supplies are being rushed to communities isolated by Helene as the death toll rises to 120.
Governor Roy Cooper pledging to get more water, food, and other supplies to flood-stricken areas.
People are desperate for help, and we are pushing to get it to them.
Asheville had no power and little to no cell service. Resident Mario Moraga.
Our whole neighborhood is really coming together and talking to each other and walking around house to house checking on everybody.
He says homes and businesses were destroyed.
We're going to be cleaning up a long time.
President Biden pledging federal support for affected areas. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNews.com, Hezbollah's acting leader has vowed to continue battling Israel and said the Lebanese terrorist group was prepared for a long fight, even after much of its top command was wiped out, including its leader, Hassan Nasrallah. Israeli strikes have killed Nasrallah and six of his top commanders and officials in the last 10 days. The Ukrainian Air Force says Russia fired missiles and drones at 11 regions of Ukraine. It was the 33rd consecutive night of aerial attacks behind the front line and set a new monthly record for drone barrages, but there were no casualties reported. The Dow is down 104 points, the NASDAQ ahead a dozen. This is SRN News. America remains a religiously divided country.
The Public Religion Research Institute has made a survey of faith all across the country, down to the county level, and what it reveals is what you might expect. The counties with the highest concentrations of white evangelical Protestants are all in the South, states like Alabama and Mississippi. By contrast, the counties where people are most likely to be atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion are in New England or the far West. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion activists are courting Latino voters through door-knocking and Spanish-language ads. They say the fast-growing group could determine the outcome of abortion ballot measures across the U.S., particularly in states such as Arizona and Florida with large Hispanic populations. A recent poll indicates that despite their allegiance to the Catholic Church, a majority of Latinos want abortion to be legal in all or most cases. This is SRN News. Heavy rains in Nepal's capital and across that country.
The number of people killed by flooding and landslides triggered by heavy rainfall over the weekend in Nepal reached over 190, while recovery and rescue work stepped up on Monday. Many of the deaths are in the capital, Kathmandu, which got heavy rainfall and much of the southern part of the city's flooded. Police said in a statement that over 30 people were still reported missing and nearly 100 injured across the Himalayan nation. Kathmandu has remained cut off all weekend as the three highways out of the city were blocked by landslides. The nation's home minister has announced temporary shelters will be built for people who lost their homes and help made available for the families of those killed. I'm Charles Diladesma.
Greek authorities say two people have died overnight in a large wildfire burning through forest land above a seaside resort in southern Greece. It's burning near Xylocastro in the Peloponnese region. More details at SRNnews.com.